Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Australian police and others carried out raids to foil a terrorist conspiracy to bring down an aircraft. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says security at airports has been boosted, and he described the plot as an elaborate conspiracy.
We have the finest security, police, intelligence services in the world. The major counter-terrorism operation which has occurred is an example of the way in which terrorist plots are uncovered and disrupted due to the extraordinary intelligence services we have and the fine cooperation they have with our police and security agencies.
Senior police commanders said the raids were allegedly linked to Islamic-inspired plots. Four men have been detained following raids across Sydney. Since 2014, 70 people have been charged as a result of more than 30 counterterrorism raids across the country. U.S. military strongly countering Iran's claim the U.S. fired warning shots at one of its ships in an unprofessional manner. On a routine patrol in international airspace on the Arabian Gulf, a U.S. Navy helicopter observed several Islamic Revolutionary Guard naval vessels approaching U.S. naval forces at a high rate of speed, and then the helicopters buzzed the Iranian vessels, halting their approach. U.S. Air Force has flown two bombers over the Korean Peninsula, accompanied by South Korean and Japanese jet fighters. It was in direct response to North Korea's launch of intercontinental ballistic missiles on July the 3rd and on July the 28th. This is VOA News.